Welcome, my fellow traders, to Truth Is Now Treason. We are now on episode 4 of Ultimate Treason. That makes this the longest series we've had so far, but wait till you see we've got coming next. I'm Dietrich.
And I'm Lennox. We just want to introduce somebody very special to us right now. That person is my sister, Tammy. So Tammy, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Now, Tammy and I grew up, for you listeners out there, Tammy and I grew up in the house, same household, and we always had this little joke going on where I was the bed hog. And so we would go back and forth and argue, and eventually I would just let her win the argument. But just a few years ago, we took a trip with our mother to Florida, and we had been talking about this joke prior to stopping at a hotel, and we stayed at the hotel one night, and I woke up early that next morning, and I realized my sister, Tammy, was right on top of me. I mean, she was hogging the bed, and I wanted to say, who's the bed hog? But then I look closer and I see the blankets are all hanging over my side of the bed. And Tammy was like on top of me trying to get close to me because she wanted to stay warm. And so I'm like, okay, she's the bed hog. I was right about that. But I guess I'm the blanket hog because I was hogging all the blankets.
That's right. That's why I was a bed hog.
So anyway, Tammy, we brought you on here because we've been talking about people coming to know Christ, being followers of Christ. And how long has it been since you've become a follower of Christ?
I think it's been about 8 years now. I don't remember exactly when it was. I know it was in June, but I think it's been 8 years or so now.
So can you tell our listeners, what was your life like before that time?
We grew up in church, as you know, and Dad was a minister. So as a child, we were always in church. And at that time, I had given my life to Christ, you know, because that's the way I was raised. As I grew older, I became a teenager, and I think probably through the influence of my friends, I decided I didn't want to go that route anymore, that I wanted to be my own person and do my own thing. So when I turned 18, I decided I wasn't going to go to church anymore. It was my decision now, so I didn't have to go. So I strayed off the path from following Jesus, and I made some poor decisions, nothing, you know, really bad or anything like that, just decisions I probably wouldn't have made if I had been a Christian.
I remember one year, it must have been the 2013 year where we had a family reunion, and instead of going to the family reunion, we kind of skipped the family reunion, and Mom and you and I ended up at Wendy's, and you were talking about your life and how miserable you were at the time, and you were questioning a lot of things. Do you remember that day?
I do, yes. I believe the reason we had met there was because I was a smoker. I had smoked for 30 some years, and I felt like I couldn't be a Christian because I smoked. I, you know, as we were raised that when you're a Christian, you're not supposed to smoke, you're not supposed to do this, you're not supposed to do that. So I think that was the main reason why I hesitated on becoming a Christian was because I smoked. But I did decide that, you know, I had these three kids. I didn't want to not raise them in church because I hadn't raised my kids in church. And so I wanted to do something different for them. So I did start going to church, and we went to a smaller church, and they didn't have a very big children's program there. So Mom called me one day and asked me if I would be interested in trying this other church. And I said, sure, you know, we'll try it. And they had a larger children's program. So we started going there, and the kids enjoyed, you know, their church services and stuff. But little did I know that this church had more for me too.
And it was there at that church where you actually gave your life or heart to the Lord. Can you describe that actual experience, that day that you became a follower?
Well, we were sitting in church and we were singing. The worship leader started our worship time, and I just kept feeling this prodding, you know, go pray, go pray. And I kept putting it off because, you know, I still had in the back of the mind, I can't do this yet. So the longer I stood there, the harder this prodding became. So I finally just gave in, and I said, I looked over at Mom and I took her by the hand and I asked her if she would go pray with me. So we went forward and I gave my life to Jesus.
And I can just tell you that there's been such a difference in your life, Tammy. I've seen a smile on your face. since then. I know you still have struggles and everything, but you have made such an impact on those around you. And you've touched me too. And I just see a smile that wasn't there before. So how has your life been different from that day that you accepted Christ as your personal savior to now?
Well, I wish I could say it's been a bed of roses, but it hasn't. I still have lots of struggles. My first main struggle, I think, was giving up the cigarettes, but I had lots of family praying for me. And with God's help, I quit smoking. I've lost my son since then. I've taken on these 5 children. And
these are your grandchildren.
These are my grandchildren, yes. They have special needs, few of them do. And we have struggles every single day. But the only difference now is that I have Jesus walking with me, and he helps me through that time every single day.
I want to go back to where you shared that you had trouble giving up cigarettes, but you were able to after you became a follower of Christ. Can you share a little bit about that incident?
Well, as I said before, I had a hard time. I tried several times or multiple times and couldn't do it. I was weak. But I had been going to a Wednesday night Bible study here at the church. And one Wednesday evening, I started to go home, and our pastor came out and he took my hand and he placed something in it. And he said, "I was told to give you this." So I said, "Okay." So I got in the car and I looked at my hand, and there was a $50 bill in my hand. So I was thinking, what should I do with this? So initially I thought, well, maybe I'll buy the kids some school clothes with it. And so I just tucked it away and kind of forgot about it. A little bit after that, I remembered. And so I thought, well, what am I going to do with this $50? Well, the first thing that popped into my mind was go buy cigarette patches. So I did. And they're very expensive. I had enough money to buy 4 weeks worth of patches, which is a 10-week program. But the first 4 weeks are really the toughest. So I did have enough to buy enough for that. I requested prayer from my family and from my church family. And I did it. With God's help, I did it.
So I guess the moral of the story here is find somebody, go to a church where you can find a pastor who's going to put a $50 bill into your hand. You know, something that you've brought up before, Tammy, that I just want to make sure we get out there to everybody. If you want to add to this, that'd be great. One thing you've said to us is that you've found purpose in your life now that you've become a Christian. And that is something that I think is sorely lacking in this world. You know, we see all kinds of people say, "I feel like I have no purpose in my life." I've even seen a Facebook ad for 20-year-olds who are saying they feel like they have no purpose in their life. And this is something that is distinct to Jesus, is that he gives us a purpose.
Yes.
And you've said that he's given you a purpose, and that your purpose is with having 5 children now in your house. And some of them are special needs because of the circumstances they had in utero. And so that's beautiful, because this is what Christ calls us to. Too many people, and you brought this up, and I thought this was so interesting how you said, too many people, we look at Christ as is, if we take on Christ, if we become Christians, if we become followers of Christ, we look at all these things and we think, you're subtracting. It's taking away this. It's taking away that. But what we really find is that a life that is dedicated to Christ, it's more. You talked about how now that you're a Christian, you've got somebody, Jesus, who is walking with you through all the troubles you've got. But he not only does that, he brings the things you need into your life to give you purpose to your life, to where you're making other people's life better. I've seen you do that, Tammy. I think it's beautiful. I want to thank you for your time with us. So in our next episode, we're going to introduce you to the pastor who was working with Tammy. We'll be very excited to introduce you to this guy. He's going to talk to you about what it means to become a Christian and the steps it takes to become a Christian. So until next time.